Hey there, if you're thinking about getting out there on the road with the big rigs and driving a rig, an RV, or even a bus, then have we got great news for you.
Southwest Truck Driver Training can get you trained and rolling in as little as 4 weeks. They offer lifetime job placement support. They have special military programs, a financial aid program, including grant applications, and so much more to offer you.
Plus, they are family owned business right here in the Southwest. They have world-class training for Class A and B CDLs, hazmat endorsement training, RV training, and of course a refresher course if you need one. And did we mention they have three locations, which are Phoenix, Tucson, and North Las Vegas?
So we don't know why you're sitting there channel surfing on a TV when you could be learning to drive and roll down the road to earning a great living today.
Go to their website, SWTDT.com, to learn more about Southwest Truck Driver Training to shift your career into high gear.
Tell them you heard about them on the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show. We love them. You will too.
Brick 19 for radio check.
18 Wheels.
Welcome to the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show.
We're a podcast for truckers, about truckers, by truckers.
Coaching generations of drivers while guiding them on their path to success.
Fueling them with knowledge and passion for trucking.
Navigating the industry one mile at a time.
Spark the revolution.
What are you doing?
I rubbed my eye. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
It itched.
I'm sorry. Welcome to the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show.
Welcome to Patrick's Hijinks. I mean the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show.
Whatever, chicken pants.
You said it first. Cheater, chicken pants.
All right, explain chicken pants to people now.
Okay, so we went and got our vehicles inspected and licensed and blah, blah, blah today.
Blah, blah, blah.
And we were talking on the phone with our headsets on, of course.
Of course.
And I went to call Patrick.
No, you went to call somebody that was in front of you.
Yeah, I went to call someone in front of me, chicken shit or scaredy pants, because they were just like driving like crap. And instead of saying chicken shit, scaredy pants, it came out chicken pants. So chicken pants is the new insult for the day.
You heard it here first.
Chicken pants.
So if Janet calls you chicken pants, well, you know you done fucked up.
Yeah, it's not just chicken shit or scaredy pants. It's chicken pants.
Hey, chicken pants. Bok, bok.
Bok, bok. Chicken pants. Bok, bok. Chicken pants.
Oh, brother.
And as soon as it came out, I was about to die laughing. I was like, what did I just say?
I'm like, what?
The stuff.
Who am I talking to?
You knew who you were talking to.
So anyways, welcome to the Chicken Pants 18 Wheel Talk podcast show.
Yes.
If this is your first time.
Congratulations.
If this is your first time listening to our show, welcome. What took you so long? And if you're listening to us in your ears, please, if you can, leave us a rate and a review. Good, bad, ugly, doesn't matter. I don't care. As long as you can get a review.
And if you're too scared to review us, you're a chicken pants.
Yeah, there you go. I knew we were going to use chicken pants somehow.
You knew it.
And if you're watching us on our YouTube channel, I know we haven't posted videos lately, but smash that like button.
Subscribe to the show. We will again.
Hit the notification bell. YouTube hasn't been giving us a lot of love, so.
We haven't been giving them a lot of love.
So I'm not giving them any love. But anyways.
That's right.
If you're here, you're here. I don't care how you got here. Welcome in. Welcome to the show. Don't forget, you got 2 weeks. 2 weeks to get into our giveaway.
Our big giveaway.
It's not that big.
Yeah, but anyways, it is. Fourth anniversary. It's big enough.
It's big enough for us. It's our 4 year anniversary. We're giving four lucky winners an 18 Wheel Tuck prize pack containing
stuff.
Okay.
Be quiet.
But it could have
stuff.
But what about the
stuff?
So it's going to have
stuff.
Okay.
In it.
Don't forget to sign up.
I'll knock you into next week's stuff.
Go to 18wheeltalk.com/giveaway.
I almost said stuff.
Get in it, because you got to be in it to win it. And if you're not in it, you can't win it. So
that's right, chicken pants.
Or you just go to 18wheeltalk.com and click on the little banner that's floating around there that says get in on the giveaway. However you want to do it.
That works too.
Mm-hmm. You know, and you can join our fan club.
That'd be awesome.
18wheeltalk.com/fan club.
Yes.
And then you can get in on any, you can enter the giveaway zone. So whatever giveaway we got going, it'll be right there. Click on the button.
We have lots of neat stuff going on all the time. Stuff.
So get on in it. So you can win it.
In it to win it.
Oh, by the way, I'm Patrick. Over yonder is there, Miss Janet.
Hello, Patrick. How are you today?
I'm doing fan-fucking-tastic.
Already?
Oh, yeah.
What are we, like, 96?
I dropped the F-bomb a minute ago already. Where you been? You were chicken-pantsing me.
I was chicken-pantsing you.
So, Miss Janet, what are we talking about today?
Why do so many semi-truck drivers prefer manual transmissions to automatic transmissions?
I know why I prefer manual over automatic.
Okay. Tell me.
My preference, and this is just my preference, is I feel I have more control over the vehicle.
Okay.
You know, being able to upshift, downshift, you know, I can control the speed. I feel more in control.
Okay.
That's just my theory.
That's a good theory.
That's why I became a professional driver, so I can be in control, because I had control issues. But that's just...
Well, that's not why I became a truck driver.
No, that's just my my preference.
I had power issues.
You had chicken pants.
No, they're white.
Anyways, that is the reason I prefer a manual, is because I like to be in control. I want to be able to control the 80,000 pounds rolling down the road. I don't want no computer saying, you got to stop, and you're going to stop now. So that, and when automatics first came out, they weren't the greatest.
Oh my God, so, they sucked.
So that's the other reason.
Yeah.
Damn, I mean, they sucked.
Okay.
Anyways.
So the answer is not quite as simple as.
What about you?
I prefer a manual. But I do know that when I had a manual truck, mm-hmm. and a manual car.
Okay.
And rode a motorcycle.
Okay.
My left leg was really feeling it.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I get it.
I can't deny that.
Now, I've gotten out of my manual truck and into my automatic vehicle and stomped the floorboard looking for a clutch.
Oh, yeah, and shifted.
Yeah. And I'm like, after 10 hours of driving, whoops.
But, like, when I was over the road in New York and driving a manual car, I'd come home, drive my manual car, and then say go up north to visit Steve and Lily.
Okay.
Drive my manual car a couple hundred miles up and back, mm-hmm. and then go for a motorcycle ride. And usually on the weekend, you get a break from the manual.
Right.
When I'd go back to work, I'd be like,
no, not you.
Not me, man. My knee would be feeling it after a few weeks of that.
You'd be wearing the bracelet, and they'd be like, what'd you do?
All summer long, man. It's like, my knee would be like, okay, give it a break.
What'd you do?
I'd be like, yeah, I'm trying to break my knee, apparently.
Yeah. Apparently.
Apparently. So it's not quite as apparent as that.
Okay.
It's not quite that simple, though.
Okay.
There's advantages and disadvantages to both types of transmissions.
I agree.
And different drivers have different preferences, you know, like different strokes for different folks.
This is true.
Different strokes for different folks.
What you talking about, Willis?
I don't remember the whole song, but you know what I mean. So there's possible reasons why drivers favor manual transmissions. Okay.
Okay, yeah. I know that if I'm an owner-operator, I don't know how true in theory this still is. Back in the day when I was driving everything, manuals were cheaper.
They still are. Cheaper to build, cheaper to maintain.
So, I don't know if that's changed over the years. I know cost of building vehicles, that's why more and more are coming out automatic. I guess it's easier to maintain.
The automatic or the manual?
The automatic.
I think it's considered, like, if you're an owner operator, it's less expensive for you to. They have fewer parts, makes them more durable, and it's like if you're especially a heavy load operator, like my dad was, mm-hmm. everything he hauled was oversized, pretty much.
Right.
You know, heavy loads, oversized loads.
So are you talking automatic or manual?
Manual.
Okay.
It was cheaper for him to maintain and keep it in running gear and everything.
Okay.
Easier to work on. I mean, you could.
Well, like I said, I'm not sure if things have shifted over the years.
Not according to my research.
Okay.
According to my research, which is as late as yesterday.
Yesterday in 2023.
Yeah, in 2023. October 2023.
This being October.
Okay.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
As recent as October of 23,
yep.
My research.
Yes.
Okay, it's still, especially for an owner-operator, and I'll explain that in a minute.
Okay.
It's cheaper and for an owner-operator to maintain his manual transmission.
Okay.
Especially once it's out of warranty.
Okay.
Because a lot of owner-operators know how to work on their own trucks, like my dad did.
Yep, most of them.
Okay. And the reason I say for an owner operator compared to a fleet, because fleets have typically big shops of their own, and say if they have transmission problems, they just pull it in and we'll just pop a new transmission in it.
Yep.
Or a rebuild.
Right.
You know, my dad didn't keep a spare transmission.
Yeah. I know. I was an owner operator, but
yeah,
you know, I drove a fleet slip seat.
Yeah.
So that's always fun.
Yeah, I didn't drive slip. Brand new tongue. I just done it today. Anyway, when I was over the road, I had my own truck.
You did not drive slip seat.
Except when I was local, driving gas and oil.
Now, to explain slip seat really quick, off topic, that's where you drive it from sun up, you know, say 6 a.m. to 10 hours later. And you come back, you do your post trip, and then by the time you close the door and lock it, somebody's unlocked. Yeah, grabbing the keys from you, unlocking the door, and getting in, doing their pre trip, and hitting the road.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you don't have a dash cam in your semi and you went and spent all that money on it, do you really think that you and your truck are protected against John Q. Public? We don't. That is why we recommend Rexing USA cameras and equipment. Whatever it is you are looking for, whether it be a dash cam, a body cam, a trail cam, or similar, they probably have it.
Nearly every new vehicle coming out has a dash cam, and there is a reason for it. Litigation. Yes, welcome to America, the land of litigation. So the best thing you can do is to protect what you own with video and pictures.
And their dash cams, boy, let me tell you. Their cams do a lot. They have 170-degree ultra-wide-angle lenses that will automatically lock in the last video if it feels a vibration from an accident. It has a supercapacitor battery backup that is better than lithium for extreme heat or cold. Add in loop recording, a mobile app, and parking monitoring, and more.
And yes, now you have a really great package for this company of cameras. So come on, check it out at 18wheeltalk.com/dashcam. That's 18wheeltalk.com/dashcam. Yeah, and they darn well better keep it clean or I'm going to knock them upside the head. I've been known to do that once or twice.
But I know that our trucks ran so often, mm-hmm. our tractors, that there was never a time for it to go into the shop to have stuff done.
Yeah, that's
which
typical.
Which drove me crazy. It's like, we had an extra one, and then they got rid of it.
Isn't that the way it always works? With, you know, especially.
Oh, no, we don't use that. Get rid of it.
Yeah, well, it's there for a reason, so you can properly maintain your equipment.
And then when it, then as soon as they get rid of it,
that's
one of the tractors breaks.
And then they go lease one.
And then
if
they
you're
rent,
lucky.
Then they rent one by the day, which mm-hmm. costs three times as much.
Okay, so
anyway,
back to subject.
Back on topic. My mistake.
No, you're fine. But as you said, manual transmissions give the drivers more control over shifting the gears.
Yes.
You can't, that I know of, you cannot override gear shifting on a automatic.
Not that I know of.
I said, the ones that I've seen, you can't. You used to be able to. They used to have a clutch in them. Let me finish. They used to have a clutch pedal, and you used to be able to override the gear shifting by one or two gears.
Okay.
They took that out. The clutch pedal is no longer there, and they took out the override.
Now, there's two different ones that I've driven automatics. One of them was like an actual shifter.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could actually shift it like a car, like a cow on the floor. And then we had push buttons. The push button one wasn't as reliable, I would say, as the one that you could actually, manually shift it if you needed to.
And they took that out. Now I think they're all push button that are coming off the 90% of trucks coming. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to manual. When you're driving manual, you can choose the best gear ratio for your situation, such as starting, like if you're coming out of a toll booth and you're heavy loaded, you want to start in a really low gear.
Right.
If you're loaded light, like if I was empty, I could start in second or third gear, no problem.
Yeah, we could start our trucks in fourth gear.
Yeah.
And we had 10 speeds.
I had an 18, so it just depended.
We had 10 speeds. So yeah, we could start in fourth. Well, I've started in as high a gear as fourth, I should say.
Yeah.
You know, even fully loaded.
Yeah,
we always filled our trailer up at night, but it didn't weigh a lot. You would think it would, but if we were over 10,000 pounds, 15,000 pounds, that's a lot.
Yeah, but with me being over the road, I had a couple things. I drove for a small fleet with not a lot of, they didn't have extra trucks.
Right.
And being cross country, I had my dad who made sure that like if he knew I slip shifted, he would be like really on me about it. He was very big about don't slip shift. Make sure you go through your gears, use your clutch, et cetera. Uh-huh. God forbid I mention that I slip shifted.
Uh-huh.
Don't do that. I taught you better than that. And then. Who do you think taught me that, too?
Yeah, right. Who do you think taught me how to do that?
Yeah, anyway. Dad and brothers. So, anyway.
Chimney crickets.
I wonder.
Chirp, 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 but, chirp, chirp.
Yeah.
Chicken pants.
I am chicken pants around him still.
I know.
But anyway, I was always loaded. The company I worked for loaded me as heavy as possible to the point that sometimes I couldn't fuel up all the way. I'd have to stop at like 3/4. I'd have to really crazy. Pay. They used every inch of that trailer they could to make money out of, which I understand.
Well, yeah. I mean, you get it.
Yeah. So, that being said, I lost where I was at.
You were talking about the gear ratios.
Yeah, your gear ratios. You choose your gear ratio for your situation, whether it's starting, accelerating, cruising, up and down a hill,
Yep.
Going uphill is one thing. Going down is a whole different story.
A whole different story.
And if you're a new driver, do not put it in neutral going down a hill.
Yeah, never.
Do you remember the ding story time off subject? Do you remember the driver that got convicted of killing those people in Pennsylvania going downhill a few years ago?
Oh, that was Colorado.
You're right. It might have been Colorado. But yeah, it was Colorado, I think. That got convicted, though.
Yeah, drove by three runaway truck ramps, and there was an accident on the highway and plowed through it.
I don't remember
I think he got like 109 years or something. It was some ridiculous number.
But do you know what they finally got out of him during the trial?
What? That he was in neutral?
He was in neutral.
You dumbass.
He put it in neutral thinking, well, I'll just pop it in neutral, save on fuel. Mm-hmm. Once you're in neutral going downhill, it's almost impossible to find a gear. I mean,
not a low enough gear to slow you down, that's for sure.
The only thing you can do is put it in your highest gear and start downshifting.
Yep.
That's really it.
Or hit a runaway truck ramp.
Yeah, or hit a
runaway. Why would you bypass three of them?
I don't know. Not him.
Drove me.
I would never have put it in neutral to begin with. I was taught better than that.
Yes, I didn't hear that. But I remember
I only
it was
heard that recently though, and I forgot to tell you about
that. I do remember that it was like a ridiculous amount of time that he was.
Well, now you know why.
Yeah. But I think they reduced it. I think
they
I think
didn't
they
put that out
that.
To the public. In case you're wondering about my fiddling, for those of you that have never seen me and you haven't seen our YouTube, I have really, really, really blonde hair. And it's messing with me today. It's flyaway.
Oh.
Keeps going.
Just today? That's like every day.
Listen, chicken pants.
So basically, manual transmissions force you to pay attention.
Yes.
As a driver, because if you're not paying attention and you got to jam on the brakes, you're going to stall it out.
Well, and there really is no neutral in it. I mean, you can be between gears, but there's not a neutral on a manual. Not really.
Well, yeah, there is. There's right dead center.
Yeah, but anyway.
But I'm just saying, I mean, basically a manual transmission makes you pay more attention.
It does, yes.
Because you're doing multiple things. You're clutching, mm-hmm. accelerate, shifting, braking.
Oh yeah, and steering.
Drinking coffee, smoking a cigarette.
Eating a sandwich.
So I mean, if you can't multitask.
Tuning in the radio.
Yeah, if you can't multitask like that. Oh, and calling somebody on the CB radio.
Yes.
But you're
not using your phone, so you're not distracted driving.
Exactly. So I mean, if you can't do all that in a manual transmission, you haven't lived. Gone are the good old days.
Yes. So manual transmissions are more familiar to seasoned drivers who grew up driving stick shift cars.
This is true.
I grew up in the cars were mostly automatic, but there was still an awful lot of us that grew up driving sticks. Mm-hmm. My family had some stick shifts, but mostly automatics, but I had the pleasure of learning to drive on a stick shift as well. Most of my friends didn't.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. Most of my female friends didn't.
Most
of my guy friends knew how to drive a stick shift, but then again, my last name is McHugh, therefore.
What?
Oh, my God. Newsflash.
No way.
Newsflash.
I thought it was O'Heller McHugh.
Well, now it is. Anyway, so most of the people that are the seasoned drivers that grew up driving stick shift, they still enjoy that challenge and the skill it takes. And yeah, those people that did that, they grew up driving a stick shift car while eating a Big Mac and fries, smoking a cigarette.
Drinking a beer.
Well, unless you lived in Wyoming.
When I lived in Wyoming,
you could still drink a beer while driving a vehicle.
Yeah, but don't spill it. The cops will be on your ass.
You could still have an open container. The rule was, as long as you weren't drinking it when the car was moving, you had to wait to drink it when you came to a stop sign. It could be open.
Yeah.
But as long as you stopped at a stoplight or a stop sign, you could take a drink then.
Laws are laws.
Yes, I know. But anyway, you'd be listening to Commander Cody on the 8-track tape, smoking a cigarette, drinking whatever, I'll just say it like that, eating your Big Mac and fries or whatever, your A&W root beer, whatever you were having, while you're shifting, You learned how to multitask and then grew up to be a truck driver.
You had your sandwich in the left hand with your elbow on the steering wheel. You had your beverage in your right hand and you were shifting with your elbow.
No, you can put your beverage on top and you can shift with your pinky.
Hey,
I shifted a semi with a broken right hand.
What?
And wrist.
Now that's talent, y'all.
Yeah, remember
I
made him keep the finger and the thumb from the knuckle down here open. Because your dad asked me one time, how did I manage to shift my semi with that cast on? When I told your parents, your mom and dad were both laughing at me. They're like, of course you did.
Of course.
Busted it on someone's face and then managed to still drive.
Anyways.
Back to the show. That's why a lot of people that drive manuals, you'll find, are older, more experienced drivers, or were raised by more experienced drivers and they grew up in the industry.
Yes. No, I totally agree.
Once in a while, you'll get someone that grew up with the fascination of the industry that is younger.
Okay.
That it's just like, oh my gosh, I grew up and I heard all about this. And I wanted to try it and I fell in love with it.
No way I'm driving a manual.
No way I'm driving an automatic.
Oh.
they grew up with that fascination, and they saw it on movies and everything, and they're like, my gosh, I got to be that person that does the whole 18 gears or 13 gears or 15 or whatever.
Give me the Super Max.
Yes, I want that, you know.
So bring it on.
You still have that once in a while driver that does that.
Yes.
But they're getting rarer and rarer.
Yeah, they are. There's very few super truckers out there.
Most of them are retired.
Yeah. I'm one of them.
Or have gone into teaching.
Well, yeah.
I
guess we're teaching.
Yeah, but I'm talking about actual instructors at trucking schools, too. Okay.
And the reason why I say that is because combined, you and I have over 40 years experience in the trucking industry.
That's right.
That's why people need to listen up.
Listen up here, chicken pants.
You know, just saying.
What are you saying?
So as automatic
transmissions.
Are becoming more popular and common in semi-trucks, especially among new drivers.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the benefits of automatic transmissions are easier to use and learn on.
Okay.
They eliminate the need for manual
manually changing gears, yeah.
You know?
Typo.
No. I got a thing in my throat.
I said I might have typoed something too.
Which can be stressful and tiring on some of the new drivers that aren't used to a manual transmission.
Correct.
So,
especially
so I get it in a instructor's, you know, in a school.
Yes.
Point of view, they're easier to train.
Well,
however, if you have the option
mm-hmm.
to learn on a manual. I recommend that you do it.
I agree.
That's, you know.
And if you look at people, say, out here in Phoenix, for instance, where we're at, a lot of people don't even start to get their license until they're in their 20s now.
Right.
And we have a new community. Well, we have a new community out here that there's not even cars allowed in the community.
Right.
That's, you know, electric bicycles. I know. Yay.
They're giving you one.
Well, the first 300.
Yeah.
Anyways,
so we're talking about semi-drivers who prefer manual transmissions over automatic, if you're just joining us.
Or vice versa.
Vice versa.
Yep.
I prefer a manual. Miss Janet prefers a manual.
Correct.
So.
Automatic transmissions are considered safer and more efficient.
Now compared to when they first came out in semi-trucks, I have to agree with that.
They can shift gears faster and smoother than most humans, and I'll explain that in a second, which can improve your fuel economy and reduced emissions.
Okay.
The reason I say most humans is there's been studies, and if it's an older, experienced driver, with, say, 20, 30 years experience on a manual, I almost said a stick shift, on a manual.
Okay.
He can match or she can match an automatic transmission gear for gear or faster.
I used to be able to do that.
And get just as good a fuel efficiency and reduce the emissions just as well because they've been doing it so long and can shift so smoothly.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
So, you say you like tools. Now, are we talking about normal people like them or Tim the Toolman Taylor like them? Because if you're like the two of us, it is definitely in the Tim the Toolman Taylor's range. I have never been bored when shopping for tools.
So, here's what you do. Head on over to 18wheeltalk.com/JBTools. It will take you to their site, which will normally give you a discount, a chance in a giveaway, join the rewards club, or something really great like that.
Then start browsing to your heart's delight. Whether you're looking for power tools, hand tools, 25-ton jack stands, or gardening tools, they have got you covered.
So take a few minutes and follow the link, 18wheeltalk.com/JBTools, and jewel over a few tools while you're there. And I would... I wouldn't even use... I could shift without the clutch.
Yeah, slip shift.
Yeah.
Yeah, which My boss appreciated not having to replace the clutch.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they say it's not good, but it's like if you were taught how to do it when you first got into driving.
It's no big deal, yeah.
You know, it's...
It's all about the RPMs.
It's all about RPMs, you know, and if you're watching your RPMs and you know your vehicle, it's... You can do it with your eyes closed. You just got to listen.
That's all it's about, so...
Listen to the motor. It'll tell you.
So there are other perks to automatics.
Yeah?
Automatics can attract more and newer drivers to the industry.
This is true.
Which is currently facing a big shortage of qualified drivers.
Well, I know there's been like a lot of controversy where they want to lower the age to get in.
They have lowered the age.
But they're limiting where they can't drive out of state. They can only drive in
state. It has still taken some pressure off of the industry by adding more in-state drivers.
And they're also trying to get more and more colleges that have a heavy truck presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the states like Iowa, Nebraska, you know, stuff like that, where there's a big presence in trucking, that there's courses that they can take to be able to obtain.
They've added it into high schools.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
You said colleges.
I meant VOTech, like a vocational.
There's vocational programs now, and they can start them at 16 as long as they have started finished driver's ed. They can start VOTech for semis.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that doesn't guarantee them work.
Correct.
That just shows them the trade, and if they want to pursue it,
then they
become of age.
They have a step up into the industry.
So, I think that's perfect. That get them, their junior senior year of high school, get them trained, and then when they graduate, if they want to pursue it that way, then I'm all for it because they got 2 years basically 2 years under their belt of training.
Yeah.
That's just my theory.
The ones that I have objected to mm-hmm. is people that go out and get their driver's license. Say they turn 21.
Okay.
They go out and they get their driver's license, their regular automobile license for the first time ever.
Okay.
And it's what?
Nothing.
And as soon as they get their license.
This story sounds so familiar, like I've lived it. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
As soon as they get their license, then they go and apply at a tractor trailer school.
I have heard this story.
And they go through their little class, barely being able to drive a car.
Yeah.
And manage to pass the class, minimum qualifications.
Yep.
They pass it, though. And they manage to actually pass the road test after a couple tries.
Uh-huh.
And they manage to get a job. And manage to, because the industry is in such a shortage, in spite of multiple accidents, keep their job.
Yeah, right.
I really object to that.
I do, too.
I don't think that you should be able to get your license for a car 1 week and your license for a semi a month.
Yeah, you
got to
have a little, at least a year under your belt.
God, I would hope so. But it's not so, at least not in Arizona. Anyway, sorry, I went off a rabbit hole.
So some drivers may prefer one over the other, while some may not mind either way. I'm one of those. I prefer a manual, but if I got to drive an automatic, I drive it. I'm not picky.
Mm-hmm.
I'll begrudgingly drive the automatic, but
whatever suits the driver's the best.
Yeah,
yeah.
So the best transmission is the one that suits the driver.
So. There are perks and problems.
What? No way.
Yeah. So, for instance, if you're at a dock.
Okay.
When you're in a manual, you know how you can like feather it back when you're reversing and you can just kiss the dock?
Yeah, you just like, just love tap it.
Yeah, you just like, and you're there.
Yep.
And you can always tell.
You always tell when somebody's in an automatic.
Yeah, because I can remember sitting at a dock and I just kiss the dock, and I'd sit there, and the guys at the dock, the loaders would give me a thumbs up like, hey, way to go. That was nice. And then we'd sit there on the CB and talk to other drivers, and we'd go to a different channel so not everybody would hear us, and we'd be like, Okay, let's take some bets. I want to see who's in a manual and who's in an automatic.
And this guy's going to kiss the dock hard. He's going to rattle the building.
He's going to rattle the building. And you go, bam!
Yep.
Ooh, automatic.
Yep, that's an automatic. And then you'd see, or somebody who doesn't know how to drive a manual.
Yeah, it's either just learn to drive or in an automatic. Because
or their depth perception. They have very poor depth perception.
Because, that's why I quit driving,
because
though.
Because if you don't have that depth perception to where you could judge how far away you are looking in a mirror.
You know that, who you're talking to.
Yeah, that makes it rough. That's what I mean. I mean, if that's off.
And mine is off after I was in a head-on collision in semis. Mm-hmm. For people that don't know that, that's why I chose to quit driving. I wasn't forced out. I chose to quit. But my depth perception is not things appearing further away. Mine is things appear too close.
Right. Well,
so
it,
when I
it
thought
it throws you off.
So it does.
When you think you're at the dock, you're not. You're.
Yeah. When I thought I was right next to the dock, I was still like 8 inches away, and I'd be like, "Oh crap!" And
takes,
I'm like,
"Takes
nope.
a little bit to get that adjusted and back into play."
It never will.
Never did.
Never did. Still is off. But anyway. So. Automatics tend not to really engage until you get to a certain RPM threshold.
Okay.
And that means it takes that level of control away from the driver, and a trailer on an automatic semi will hit the dock, and that crash embarrasses the driver if they're an experienced driver.
Yeah.
And it annoys,
I used to hate that.
It annoys the shit out of the crew on the dock.
It's like, I used to do a lot of loading and unloading.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to have to take the smaller automatic trucks down to our dock.
Okay.
And offload their stuff onto a trailer.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So it's like I got used to I got used to driving with 2 feet. I want my left foot on the brake.
Yep.
So I'm not slamming the dock.
Yeah.
Trying to get the RPM up.
I get you.
You know, so you kind of learn. You learn the tricks.
It's easier in a straight truck, though.
Yeah.
In a
semi, it's...
In a tractor-trailer combo, it's harder than it is in a straight truck.
Yes.
I don't know why.
It is.
But it is.
It is. It just is, because you got that delay, that slight delay in the brake.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's like a really bad driver.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I know this next here. If you're stuck in the snow...
Okay.
It's not a good look.
Okay.
For one, sometimes traversing through a lot, a semi can get stuck.
Okay, I've driven up north enough to know that.
Yeah, on a slick patch of ice or slush.
Okay.
But when you're moving at slower speeds.
Okay, like in a truck stop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I know what when I used to have to drive through snow is I would grab higher gears.
Okay.
And just feather the accelerators so that as to not, you know, feather the clutch and the accelerator as to not get the wheels to spin.
Yep.
Which helps out a lot because you're how do I put it? You're bogging down the engine, letting it do the work.
Yep.
You know, letting the transmission do the work instead of the grip of your tires. You know, you're letting the transmission pull you out.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best way I could describe it.
Okay.
And I just have to tell the guys that would come down. It's like, yo, grab a higher gear. You're just, you know, turning snow to ice, and I don't have salt to melt it for you.
Well, and if you do get stuck, anyone that's ever been stuck in the snow in a pickup, especially, or a car, but especially a pickup, should know how to rock a truck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of the same thing in a semi.
Come on, baby.
First to reverse. Second in reverse and back and forth. And you get that little rock
once
going.
You get
and
that
once
momentum,
the wheels catch,
once,
you go.
Once your momentum goes.
And you're on fresh snow, you go.
Once you get it going, you keep it going. You just feather it and then pray to God some idiot doesn't cut in front of you so that you got to stop and do it all over again.
Well, and the thing to remember is fresh snow, you go.
Yep. Exactly.
You know, once you hit fresh snow, you go because there's nothing packing it down, you know.
Don't go full throttle. Just keep it going.
Yeah. So we did a poll about all this, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
How'd that turn out?
I don't remember. Yeah. I know manual won over automatic.
75%.
Okay, yeah. I posted it on our formerly known as Twitter page.
Which, app formerly known as Twitter.
Yeah. On X, I posted a question, manual or automatic? And y'all didn't disappoint. There was a couple of good comments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to read any of them.
Correct. But 75% say they preferred a manual transmission.
And if you want to follow us on Twitter, where our call sign is at 18 Wheel Talk.
Hard to remember. I know. Look right there.
At the number eight Wheel Talk.
Yeah. And we should note that most of the people that prefer manual are experienced drivers who have been driving tractor trailer for over a dozen years or more.
At least.
And it's probably what they're accustomed to.
Yep.
You know?
They got into a company that had manual transmission. Like I said, a lot of companies are leasing tractors, you know, bigger companies. And it's cheaper to lease an automatic because everybody drives an automatic.
Yeah, especially with like Peterbilt now, 90% of their rigs coming off the line are automatic.
Which drives me up a wall.
But it's are improving.
Yeah.
And they're cheaper to make.
I always told my boss, I said, when you can't get me a manual transmission, I quit.
Okay.
And I decided, you know what, I'm going to retire instead.
Not jokes on him, you quit.
I'm out of here.
So, all this being said, there's always going to be diehard, must-have manual transmission drivers, just like there are in cars.
Yep.
And going forward, there's going to be many more drivers that have no clue about how to drive a manual.
This is true.
You know, it's kind of like what happened with cars, you know?
Uh-huh.
Many, many moons ago.
I know.
I just said, you know, 90% of the rigs coming off the
assembly line now are automatic. Because, like I said, I think they're starting to become cheaper to make.
And they've improved how they work.
You know? That's why I said, I don't know, with the research and everything, I just think money-wise, I think the reason why they're doing it is because they're doing more fleet-type vehicles versus owner-operators.
They are.
Who are ordering, you know.
Yeah.
So they're just mass-producing automatic transmissions.
They've always leaned towards fleets.
Yeah.
But with the research that I also did, they're using the same gearboxes, the same transmissions as a manual. It's simply operated by a computer.
Right.
That's the plain Jane way of putting it.
Right.
Okay, without going into deep dive.
It's programmed.
The computer's operating everything because computers have come so far, they're able to make the computer control the same type of transmission. You're still seeing like Eaton Fuller shifters. You're still seeing the same computer or same transmissions and everything, just like the big cat engine. You're still seeing a big cat engine and everything. It's being computer driven, though. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Not by a person doing everything, but yeah,
it's the age we're going in. You know, unfortunately, the digital age, AI and digital is taking over, and that's just you either gotta join them or join them.
Well,
if adapt
in one way or another.
If you can't lick them, lick them.
What did you say, chicken pants?
Anyways.
Yes.
Anywho.
Well, whatever it is.
Whatever your choice is, driver.
It's yours.
It's yours. Definitely yours. You know, I totally agree. And be sure to have your ears on the 18 Wheel Talk podcast show when you're doing it.
That would be wonderful.
Anyways, we hope you enjoyed our show today. That's it in a nutshell. Automatic versus manual. And I believe the post is still pinned on our, you want to leave us a comment about it, feel free to hop on over to at 18 Wheel Talk on Twitter, X, whatever, X Twitter.
X Twitter.
Whatever you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it. And just leave us a comment.
Oh, did we mention the deadline on the giveaway?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
You got 2 weeks.
If you're not in October, it, you're done.
October 31st is the last day we are taking
entries
for our giveaway.
Then it's kaput.
Done. And, done. And the winner will be notified
in November. November.
Early November.
Yes. So.
So if you want to get in it, you can go. There's many ways you can go. You can go to 18wheeltalk.com/giveaway. Mm-hmm. You can go to 18wheeltalk.com and click on the floating giveaway
the little floating
banner.
Button.
You can go to 18wheeltalk.com/fan club, sign up for a fan club.
And, then you'll always be notified of our giveaways.
And then you want to click on the fan zone button once you confirm your email address.
Then you'll be in the know.
So, otherwise.
Very good, very good.
Keep your rubber side down.
And your shiny side up.
And we'll catch you on the flip side, y'all.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
18 Wheel Talk.
Thank you for joining us today. We greatly appreciate it. Be sure to stop by 18wheeltalk.com and check out all the affiliates mentioned in the program today. Remember, we're here coaching generations of drivers while guiding them on their path to success. We'll catch you on the flip side.
Spark the revolution. Revolution.
So tell me, do you have one of those change buckets in your vehicle for fancy cafes?
Yeah.
And are you looking for a way to help support the show and just don't know how?
Well, we have great news for you. It is super easy, and you can do it for as little as $3 a month. Yes, that's right, $3 a month. That means for the cost of a cup of coffee, you could support the show for a month. And if you order one of those foo-foo frappy thingamabobs with all those flavors and whipped cream and sprinkles on top, you could support the show for about 6 months.
Isn't that amazing? Saving you calories from that frappy thingamabob with all those flavors and whipped cream and sprinkled things on top, and help out the show. What's not to like about that?
So to do so, just go to 18wheeltalk.com/support, and you will see just how easy it is to support the show, and don't forget to pick out your fan emoji while you're there. That's 18wheeltalk.com/support.